Basically, could Nancy Pelosi have found a group? Well, I'll just start with Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler. Could she have found a pair of more unappealing, unattractive, unpersuasive people anywhere to pursue the impeachment prosecution of Donald Trump in the United States Senate? And I think not. I mean, there's a reason impeachment is underwater, and the seven dwarfs here, I don't believe, are going to help the cause, not even a little bit. Joining me now, Liz Peek, Fox News contributor, former partner of a major Wall Street firm, Wertheim & Company. Liz, welcome back.
Good morning. Happy to join you.
I mean, it's a day and age of media savvy, and if you're going to see Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler day after day, I think the numbers supporting impeachment continue to get smaller and smaller, right or wrong?
Well, no, I think that's true. I think the Republicans were very successful in branding the investigation in the House as partisan and unfair to the president. And the longer it went on, the longer it lost steam with voters because of exactly what you're saying. It was perceived not to be an honest investigation. And I think, you know, I wrote several months ago that one of the biggest mistakes of Nancy Pelosi's career was putting Adam Schiff in charge of it. Because he was very closely identified with the whole Russiagate hoax, as President Trump has deemed it. But he was the one who was out there always hinting and saying that he had direct proof that President Trump had done this and done that. It all turned out to be lies. And we also know that he lied about the whistleblower and the origins of this Ukraine investigation. So,
sure.
I think it's a huge mistake. Jerry Nadler's completely hopeless. I think Pelosi had a problem here, which is those two guys ran the operation in the House. She could hardly have left them off the roster. But I have to say, the taint of that partisan investigation in the House certainly follows this group to the Senate.
And sure.
By the way, to your point, you know, I think people are over this. Americans have a very short attention span. And the thing that shifted wrong in the House was have all those investigations and leak the most damaging material about the investigations and the witnesses and so forth. So we all knew the story before the public hearings even began. I don't know what the ratings were on those hearings. I guess some people tuned in. I thought it was a colossal snooze.
Yeah, I thought it was terrible. So, yeah, you're right. The Democrats have two major problems with impeachment. First, everyone's sick of it. And second, everyone's sick of it.
Yeah, I think that's true.
And let's go with that. Let me ask you this, because I don't know, and maybe you remember, but it's been 20 years since I watched an impeachment deal. With Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler right out front, will the Republican senators, because the back and forth that I dream of that makes me smile is Adam Schiff getting peppered with questions by John Kennedy of Louisiana.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the sort of thing that makes me just giddy, if you will. I mean, do the senators have a chance to say to the prosecutors, what about this? What about this? Because, Mr. Schiff, it was your staff that met with this alleged whistleblower, which is not a whistleblower. I mean, do they get to ask that or not?
Well, it depends who's called as a witness, right? I mean, if Schiff and Pelosi and the Democrats insist on witnesses being called, there is nothing to prevent, I don't believe, the Republicans from calling Adam Schiff, and they should, because he was involved in the very beginnings of the Ukraine investigation. I'd like to see him under oath. I'd like to see him questioned by Kennedy. I totally agree with you.
Yeah.
And by the way, I'd like to see the whistleblower, Joe Biden, Hunter Biden. Let's get all this stuff out there. I mean, is this going to be more embarrassing to the president or more embarrassing to Democrats? You choose.
I think it's going to be a mess. You thought Richard Nixon was sweaty in front of the lights. Wait till Adam Schiff gets there and Nadler. Anyhow, I want to shift gears to another topic here, because I'm going to go back months ago to conversations that you and I had months ago. And I said at that time, and I'm coming full circle, I said that Bernie Sanders stood the best chance of the Democrat nomination because of the hardcore support base that he had. Plus, he had the ability to raise a lot of money. And here we are, what, 18, 19 days from Iowa. And it looks like Bernie is leading in Iowa with 20% of the vote because I was taken away from that for a period of time. But I'm back to where I started saying, you know, it looks like Bernie might have the inside track because of his hardcore 20% support and $35.5 million in the fourth quarter. Is Bernie the guy?
Well, I just can't. I mean, honestly, I can't imagine a world in which the United States really wants to run, the Democrat Party even wants to run an avowed socialist as their candidate. he has a very hard core of support. There's no question about it. Bernie's army is, you know, is going strong, but it is a very defined portion of the electorate. And I think, yes, he'll do well. But by the way, others will do well, too, in Iowa and New Hampshire. The most stunning thing to me is that only 30% of the voters in those two states say that they've really settled on their first choice. That is a very fluid race in both states. So, by the way, the other thing we can talk about is Nancy Pelosi's decision to delay this thing means Bernie Sanders will be cooped up in the Senate, as will Elizabeth Warren and Amy Klobuchar.
Correct.
During as we go into the Iowa caucus. So who's left out there? Pete Buttigieg and Joe Biden. And guess what? If your voters are undecided, if you're the last guy that they saw, that's going to be very influential. So I don't think these polls mean very much at this point. I think we ought to see, you know, how long this trial is going to take, whether these three candidates actually, are going to be able to get out of the Senate chamber and go do rallies and stuff like that. But I think this really helps Joe Biden. And here's the great news for Republicans. You know, the whole notion that the Democrat caucus was unified, forget it. They're not at all.
Yeah.
And the fact is Bernie's army is going to go ballistic if they view him as disadvantaged by anything the DNC does or by Nancy Pelosi, because Kevin McCarthy has raised that issue.
Yeah, apparently, according to Bernie's army, gulags are good.
They're going to burn Milwaukee down.
You know, and that guy might sound like some radical fringe guy. I think he's more representative of the people in Bernie's clan than people might realize. I mean, it's kind of this fringe Antifa mentality. If we don't get what we want, we're going to punish you with protests and Molotov cocktails. I mean, that's what I think is a possibility with these clowns.
Well, and frankly, from the Democrats' point of view, again, the sort of DNC point of view, even if they don't burn the place down, they're not going to vote for whoever the nominee is if it's not Bernie Sanders.
There's still the school of thought. Before I let you go, there's still the school of thought from Steve Bannon and others that we still haven't seen the actual nominee in the race.
Yeah, well, Hillary Clinton might come in, or Oprah Winfrey, or Michelle Obama. I guess they're still trying to get her to run. Look, if I were the Democrats and this is the group I had, I'd be pretty discouraged. And I think they are. And by the way, that's why they're pushing forward with impeachment. That is the only reason that they're pushing forward with a very unpopular move that is definitely energizing the president's base. My husband and I were talking about it this morning. People who voted for Donald Trump are furious that this is happening.
They are.
And so how does that really help Democrats win back those voters? I don't think it does.
I have to sit here and evaluate now, Liz, who will be the most fun as the Democrat nominee. Joe Biden, because him in a debate with Trump would be entertaining.
Oh,
Hillary
gosh.
Clinton, just because of what it is. Or Bernie just walking around angry all the time.
I don't know. How can anyone really want to vote for that man? I mean, it's also dishonest. I mean, how terrible off the world middle class is and all this stuff. It just isn't true.
Yeah. On the day after the Dow sets another record with the China deal signed, USMCA next week. Liz, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
I'm glad to join you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Liz Peek, Fox News contributor. She was a Wall Street partner, major firms. Well-connected. Also a classmate of Hillary Clinton way back in the day. Not a classmate, but went to school at the same time. Back after this on the Steve Gruber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
DTE believes that the energy we all use doesn't have to contribute to climate change. That's why within the next 10 years, we will triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. And now we're announcing a bold new goal to reach net zero carbon emissions in electric generation by 2050. DTE has long been a leader in clean, affordable, reliable energy. And leaders don't just do what's easy. They do what's right. DTE.
At DTE, we're committed to using our energy to serve and transform communities, helping to create a brighter future for us all through projects like building parks, partnering with schools, job training programs, and volunteering our time to those in need. Because at DTE, we believe we have a responsibility to serve our customers and our communities. Learn more at dteimpact.com. DTE.
The holidays are over, but the Roxor sale keeps rolling. Get $1,000 off 2019 models. No payments for 90 days. 2019 base models start at $15,999, but you can also combine that with special Roxor financing for additional savings. So, whether you want to hit the trails or put it to work, it's even easier to get into the side-by-side unlike any other. Hurry into your Roxor dealer today. Restrictions apply. See your local dealer or visit RoxorOffroad.com/offers for complete details.